going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Mary from Milford.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you today?
I'm doing my best.
Oh, good. My heart hasn't been beating this fast since I don't know when.
Oh, all right.
Just you and me. Just us friends here. Don't you worry about a thing.
$1,000 on the line. No big deal.
We're going to have a nice time.
I know.
No worries. Just the entire region listening.
You wish.
We do reach 3 different states, Mary.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh
one
boy.
Person
okay.
in each one.
You got to start somewhere.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000. Kennedy has now left the studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I guess I am. Yes.
Lena Dunham and this Call Me Maybe singer are bringing a musical adaptation of the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You to Broadway. Who sings Call Me Maybe?
Oh, that's Carly Rae Jepsen. I love that song.
A list of some of the most shocking TV deaths include Brian Cox on Succession, Steven Yeun in The Walking Dead, and Patrick Dempsey on Grey's Anatomy.
Spoiler alert.
What was Patrick Dempsey's character's nickname?
McDreamy.
If your idea of sexy is White Lotus star Walton Goggins in a banana hammock, you should check out his latest photo shoot in Cultured Magazine, Dan.
I'm going to pass, but I appreciate the heads up.
Where can you stream the show The White Lotus?
Oh, gosh. And we watched the whole thing. It's on, not Prime. Shoot, I watched the whole thing.
Pick one.
Okay, I am going to say, HBO Max. HBO Max.
Question number 4. What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Central Park.
Question number 5. The NHL playoffs are in full swing. Of course, we don't care because the Bruins have been out since, like, I don't know.
Since the trade deadline when they shipped everybody out.
Right. Which team won the 2024 Stanley Cup?
2024, huh? I'm going to say the Oilers? No, I don't even know any hockey teams.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! I was closer than you think, though.
What are you doing
really?
Today, Mary?
I'm going to the Red Sox. Woohoo!
Us too. What a surprise.
I heard. I hope I see you guys.
You will definitely see us. I'll be the one wearing a Red Sox hat, and Dan will have on a Red Sox jersey.
Me too. Dan, you and I are going to match.
Inconspicuous.
Mary got 4 out of 5, Kennedy.
Holy cats. Mary, well done.
And she also has really good energy.
Yep.
She's fun.
These are tough questions, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I think so.
Lena Dunham and this Call Me Maybe singer are bringing a musical adaptation of the 1999 rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You to Broadway. Who sings Call Me Maybe?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Tied at one. $1,000 on the line, by the way, Kennedy. For
right here.
A list of some of the most shocking TV deaths include Brian Cox on Succession, Steven Yeun in The Walking Dead, and Patrick Dempsey on Grey's Anatomy.
Spoiler alert.
What was Patrick Dempsey's character's nickname?
McDreamy.
Yeah, sorry to have ruined Grey's Anatomy for everybody. Mm-hmm.
I was going to watch Succession, but I guess I'll skip it.
Tied at two, question number three. If your idea of sexy is White Lotus star Walton Goggins in a banana hammock, you should check out his latest photo shoot in Cultured Magazine, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Where can you stream The White Lotus?
HBO Max.
By the way, that guy has like an 18-pack. Tied at three. Question number four. What is the name of the coffee shop in the sitcom Friends?
Central Perk.
Tied at four. Question number five. The NHL playoffs are in full swing. We don't care, but it is still happening.
I had no idea.
I mean, it's just falling.
There's still
off.
Hockey?
It's like the first round.
It's outside. Only the first round. I know.
That's insane.
It goes into July. Which team won the 2024 Stanley Cup?
Should I know this?
No.
The Las Vegas hockey team.
Do you know where Brad Marchand is playing now?
Florida?
Yeah, Florida Panthers.
Florida Panthers. But they beat the Edmonton Oilers, Mary, so you were close.
You were very, very close.
Mary, well done, friend.
Yes.
Well done.
Oh, darn it.
Yes.
They were so close.
4-4 is the final score, and with a tie, unfortunately, the win goes to Kennedy.
Aww, well, I knew that.
Yeah, I know. Hashtag suck it
sound. We'll buy you a Fenway Frank today.
Well, say that again, Kennedy.
Okay, I'm going to look for you, Kennedy.
We'll get you a Fenway Frank.
Yes.
I would like one also, please.
Okay.
I didn't lose $1,000, but...
You can have one, too.
I'm very hungry.
And sausage guy sausages.
I want a $22 beer.
Done.
Well, there's going to be a plethora of those around for you. You'll be spoiled for choice.
You can stop any number of spaces inside the concourse.
They all cost $22.
That's what I woke up dreaming this morning. God, where can I find myself at $22?
It's the little thing.
How can I spend $100 on 5 beers?
It just tastes different.
Mary, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, my name's Mary. I'm from Milford, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next.
Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.